Queenie? Mrs. Queenie Dagnall?
Well, if it is, who's asking?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, Queenie. My name's Kelly, and I'm phoning from the community. Care for all, make a call scheme.
Well, what do you do if you don't care? Then do you call it don't care, bugger off elsewhere scheme?
But we do care.
No, not you, me. What if I don't care? Should I start a scheme up of my own?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. I was just asked to make a quick call to see if you're all right in these trying times. Because we are, care for all, make the call.
You sound like you're reading that off a bit of card, Kelly. Sharpen up. Care about who?
Oh, I'm new, so I am reading from a card. Is that obvious?
Only to the train, dear.
But we do care. Care for you, Queenie.
I don't get this, Kelly. Don't give your surname. Let's cut to the quick then, love. What are you selling?
Oh, nothing. I'm not selling anything. Just thought you'd like a chat.
I haven't got time to chat me. I'm up to my eyes in busy.
Why? What have you been busy with?
How do you know my name?
We were given a list.
All right, then, if you've been given a list. Well, Kelly, given a list. I'll tell you what I've been busy with. It might be a bit of a release valve in a way, but this is confidential, isn't it?
Of course, completely.
So it's just my phone number and name that's not confidential?
If you'd rather not chat, I can go if you'd like.
Oh, no. I might as well tell you what I've been doing just in case I'm found dead for one thing.
What?
Only kidding, I hope. But none of this is to go no further than you, right?
Okay.
Okay. What it is, right, is how it all kicked off was because, well, I was just letting a friend's daughter know what was going on in England while she was over there in America, Texas.
Oh, Texas.
Yeah, where the clampets come from. Texas tea, black gold. Now, that was real family entertainment, that was. The Beverly Hillbillies. Any road up, Vicky, that's her. The daughter had asked me to keep an eye on things. So when I knew what I came to know, I thought it was best that she knew too.
What? What did you know?
What I'm going to tell you now, if you stop asking questions, Kelly. What do you do now? What do you know now? I mean, I wanted to tell her what was going on. I didn't want a single finger pointing at me.
Okay.
I thought I'd email.
Oh, do you email?
Oh, do you email? Got my own teeth and all. Have you got yours? If you could manage to take that patronising tone out of your voice, Kelly, do you email? You'd get a better on with life, a bit better in general.
Sorry, Queenie, I didn't mean to...
We had an OAP course in the library for emails. The pamphlet said, bring your own biscuits. Ha! Weren't allowed to talk, never mind eating in the library when I was a kid, but there you go. This is more or less what I wrote, right? Are you listening?
Yes, as long as...
Don't say health and safety. Never had health and safety when I was growing up. And there was only ever one lad in our class who lost his leg on the lock gate. Never bothered him then. Never bothered him since. And no bugger sued. His dad had clouted him for climbing down the lock gate before. So when his leg did come off, his dad said, what did he sell you, Derek, climbing down there like that? Hold that tea towel tighter. That was his name, Derek. Josie Dobson had bet him to do it. She married him in the end, you know, because she felt a bit guilty, I suspect. But they got on and she landed on her feet because Derek got quite high in the water board in the end, which is sort of ironic, isn't it, in a way? So he landed on his feet too. Well, landed on his foot if everyone had their own. Right, I wrote, Dear Vicky, that's the daughter's name. So strange here right now, but I thought I should be up front with you and let you know exactly what your mother has been up to and is still up to.
Queenie, I don't know if this is right. What about confidentiality for this woman? I mean, I don't suppose I'll ever meet her, but I don't feel comfortable somehow.
Okay. Look, Kelly, don't feel comfortable. All the names are in code for that very reason. You won't meet her. You don't want to meet her, what she's involved in. Just listen. You might learn something. I'll be open for an opinion at the end if I ask for it. Where was I up to? All right. up to and still up to. I won't wrap it up. Your mother is heavily involved in the custard powder and self-raising flour black market here in the northwest of England. There, you have it, Vicky. There is a code sentence which is manufactured since 1835 and loved by generations. Say that exact sentence to the right person at the right time and you're in. Simple as. And your mother, Vicky, is the present reigning Kaiser Sozi of custard in powder form. I pressed send. And somehow, where there was an international bugging service on or something, the next thing I know, I get a call and the code sentence of manufactured since 1835 and loved by generations. And hey, Preston, I'm up to my proverbial neck in it. I was put on a mission, a custard and self-raising flour mission. I was a dry goods mule, donkey, mule.
Wow, right.
I set off at the appointed night, just as it was going dark, to collect the goods, which were to be handed over at the pre-arranged doorstep, which I can only describe as in the middle of the ghetto, which was once Appleby Park.
Oh, I know Appleby Park. My game.
Well, stay clear of it now, Kelly. I'm warning you. Used to be nice, I grant you, but now it's an area where few venture or dare to venture into without adapted hand-knitted balaclava. Knitting patterns have been flying all over the shop, the word custard being cleverly knitted into the cable, so if you looked at it upside down, you'd recognise whose side you're on. I didn't have time to knit one of those, though, so I just go in raw with just a rain meet. It was to be a straightforward exchange. My first assignment, and I had it all ready. Two pre-arranged green-top plastic bottles of semi-skimmed and a cash balance bung, a pound coin. The exchange, one nowadays very rare tin of custard powder and £2 bag of even more rare unopened self-raising flour. The gear was waiting for me in a bag for life bag on the front step. I only caught the slightest glimpse of S. Secret goal for Sylvia, but I knew that I was in the presence of someone special who could handle a custard in a crisis. Everything slick and over in seconds. I tell you, Kelly, it was a white-knuckle ride, me gripping on the steering wheel when I drove past a police checkpoint, cleverly disguised as temporary traffic lights in the lay-by by the Cat and Lion pub, but I knew what was going on, and I kept looking straight ahead. You don't want to rile an officer of the law these days when Craig's has been shut for so long. Lack of pastry products can easily tip the fine balance between Dixon and Doc Green and the Sweeney. The difference between evening oh and spread him. I've got a taser on my belt. I mirrored, signalled and manoeuvred away from the traffic lights in first gear. I think the rain mate might have thrown the police officers off the scent because they didn't give chase. And the next thing you know, I am finally home. But my mission, because I had chosen to accept it, was not over. Oh no, I then had to get the contraband up the back stairs to the back door of a senior citizen's duplex, aka Begonia House, to a woman who had not even told her husband she was involved. Can you imagine? For security's sake, let's just call her M, but it's secret code for Margaret. I left the gear by her door, gave the coded knock, which is the basic chorus to My Old Man's a Dustman, and fled. It's a bit long, that, isn't it? By the time you get to Cold Blimey Trousers, you could feel the hand of the law on your shoulder button. There you go. Later, when I was out closing up the chickens, I heard raised voices coming from the duplex. I couldn't make out all that much of what was being said, but I did catch the word trifle and perhaps the mumble of crumble, then silence. And nothing since. Nothing. Well, it was a risk she took and she took it. Poor M, secret call for Margaret. Poor M. I thought, well, that's me. No more. First and last. And anyway, I don't want to invest in 2-ply wool for a balaclava. Let alone knit the ruddy thing. But the next thing you know, I'm trapped because I then realised that I had taken, without my knowledge, a payoff from S, secret code for Sylvia. At the bottom of the bag for life bag, I discovered a tin of what looked like Marks and Spencer's all butter Scottish shortbread biscuits. However, and this is a big however, Kelly, are you still there?
Yes.
Right. Upon opening the lid of the aforementioned tin, it turned out not to contain Marks and Spencer's All Butter Shortbread Biscuits, as described and pictured on the tin. And how does a stag always manage to get into every shortbread photo? But no, instead of shortbreads, it contained no less than one lemon drizzle cake and four scones. How could this have happened? How could I have been so reckless and stupid? This meant that now I was not only a donkey, I was a donkey called Patsy. I mean, a mule. A mule called Patsy. I thought quickly. The only way out was to eat the evidence, which I did with my head under a large bath towel over a bowl of steaming nasal passage clearing product to buy me a bit of time in case of a raid. I was sick after. Not with nerves, just too much cake, too late at night, and I wasn't raided. I know that I was a fool for getting involved, Kelly, but you know, I'd do it again. You know why? It made me feel alive. The adrenaline rush, better than those pink tablets that I sometimes swap with Brenda Lenny when her repeat prescription's been cocked up and she's got a few to spare. The thrill of it all, I loved it. And anyway, there's a national principle involved there. No one in this great nation of ours, whatever the circumstances, should be without trifle, pouring custard, basic biscuits with subtle or custardy undertones, Victoria's sponge cake, or that little bit of a thicker gravy. It is our way of life, Kelly, and it is that very way of life that we are fighting for, Kelly. I'm signing off now, Q. That secret call for Queenie. Oh, ring me any time, Kelly, but not when Carrie's on. Bye, love. Ciao.
Bye. Bye, Queenie. Bloody hell. What was that about?
You've been listening to The Custard Powder Plot, a comedy drama written by Christine Marshall and performed by Emily Hunter as Kelly. Chris Marshall playing the part of Queenie. Produced and directed by Karis Kaiser for Kaiser Media. This podcast is on Apple Podcasts and other platforms. Please rate, subscribe, and share with your friends. We'll be back shortly with another episode soon.